Hello, everyone, and welcome back to A Pinch of Pixie Dust, the podcast. I'm your host, Mandy.
And I'm your other host, Alyssa.
And we are here to talk all things Disney.
As always.
Yes. So, in this week's episode, this is our very first June episode. And, you know, we're getting towards summertime. Lots of people are going to be outside. So, we thought, hey, when you're outside, we're in the environment. We should talk about the environment and Disney's Awesome Planet.
Yes. And for those of you who don't know where Awesome Planet is, it is located in Epcot in the Land Pavilion upstairs above Living with the Land.
Yes.
It's like a little movie theater, so we are going to give you guys some fun facts about it, talk about if we enjoy the show or not. I have the breakdown of like the queue and things like that, so we're just going to give you a bunch of general information.
Yeah. We also have some Walt Disney World and Disneyland news for you at the end of the episode, so make sure you stick around for that. But first, we are going to talk about Awesome Planet. We think Awesome Planet is kind of a great place to go, like to get a little bit of a breather.
Definitely.
Especially in the summer because it is so hot in Florida. Like, you can sit in the air conditioning. It's about a 10-minute show. So you can put your feet up, relax your feet, cool off a little bit. And it is an interesting show.
Yeah, if you're into learning about nature and just the environment itself, it's very interesting. I do think it's also pretty educational for the kids. I know not all the time they're super into things like this.
Mm-hmm.
But if maybe you have one that's more into science and things, they might really enjoy this.
Yep. And as Alyssa said, it is in the Land Pavilion. It's actually called the Harvest Theater.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either until I was like researching. But yeah, it's called the Harvest Theater.
Okay.
And previously, the theater was home to the movie Circle of Life, an environmental fable, which I thought was really cool because it explored the relationship between humans and nature and it had like the Lion King characters in it. So I thought that was like a nice tie-in to Disney. This one doesn't have any Disney characters.
No.
But we'll get into like what we think later.
Yes. All right. So I guess, do we want to go through our facts first about it?
Yeah, sure. So like I said, it is in the Harvest Theater. The original show that was in there, it was called Symbiosis, which again had a very similar message. They've always done kind of environmental shows in this theater because it kind of goes with the theme of the land.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and the Symbiosis ran from 1982 to 1994. I don't even remember that show because, I mean, yeah, I was born in 83, but I was very little and I don't remember that show at all.
I was gonna say, I don't even know if I remember the Lion King one.
I think I remember the Lion King one. That one ran from January 21st, 1995 to February 3rd, 2018. So it's a little bit, you know, more recent. I think I remember that one, not like super clearly, but it wasn't something like we did all the time either.
No, I would say we probably went up to the theater maybe a handful of times.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And like I said, it was more to like put our feet up, get a quick cool down, yeah. That kind of thing.
Yes. Okay, so my first fact isn't really a fact, but most people say that Awesome Planet is best seen during the crowded middle part of the day where you need a rest. And there's normally no wait time, so it's kind of nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Something I find interesting, being a Star Wars buff, is that the space sequences are created by Industrial Light and Magic, also known as ILM, which provided, like, all the, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Not sound effects, but the visual, like...
Yes.
Visuals? What's the word? Special effects. There we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah.
Visual special effects. I know words.
We all know words. It's okay.
Yes. For Star Wars. So, yeah.
Yes. And the things that they actually put in, you'll see lush rainforests, icy tundras, deserts, oceans, and more. And that was all done by them.
Yeah. The narrator of the film is Ty Burrell, who, if you watch Modern Family, you might know him. That's what he starred in. He was also, we found out, in Finding Dory.
Yes, he is the big beluga whale, Bailey.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Me either.
Okay. So Awesome Planet's whole purpose is to showcase Earth's spectacular beauty, diversity, and the dynamic story of Earth. I do think it's actually a very pretty show.
I agree. In my, like, thoughts section.
Mm-hmm.
That's mainly what I talk about because the visuals are the best thing the entire show. Like, it is just spectacularly stunning.
And apparently there is a little challenge going on in Epcot right now. So Awesome Planet was introduced with an update to several of the films throughout Epcot. So people are challenging themselves to see if they could see all of the films in one day.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is kind of cute. I like that idea. There are several upgraded theater effects. So now you kind of feel wind and mist, and there's different scents that are pumped through the theater. sorry, I don't know what happened to my voice there. But you may not be able to experience those in, like, the first few rows. So if you really want that full immersion, sit a little bit further back. And then the Academy Award winning composer Stephen Price created the score for Awesome Planet, which I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Okay, and then I just have a few more general things to run through, and then we could go through our thoughts on it. So opening day was January 17th, 2020. The type of ride is technically an educational movie. There is no age requirement or restriction. It's for everybody, all ages. It is 15 minutes. The typical queue time is less than 20 minutes, so it's basically the duration of the show.
Yeah, because you have to wait, obviously, for the show to end to go in.
Right. And there's no actual queue. It's just a big room that everybody kind of stands in. There's three doors that you could go in. Very simple.
I'll never forget. We went to see the show the one time, and the, like, movie was just about to start as, like, we were coming up to the doors, and, like, our family's very slow when it comes to, like, walking speed.
Yeah.
So we were, like, at the doors,
and they just shut
on us, and we were like, oh, no. So we had to wait 20 minutes for the next show, but...
I mean, it's fine, though, because, again, if you're looking to really just kick your feet up, it's perfect, even if you are waiting.
Right.
It's nice. There is no single rider line. There is no, like, chicken exit available at the ride because it's a movie. There is no baby swap available. The type of vehicle that you're in is a theater seat. There's no type of restraint, no type of height requirement, and flash photography and video is not allowed.
Okay. So, just to give you an idea of, like, what happens in the movie. So, it opens on a stunning shot of the Earth and the Moon forming, which is absolutely gorgeous. It talks about how the Earth is perfect for life because the temperature, the distance from the sun, the tilt, like, everything has to be perfect, and Earth just happens to be. Then it goes through the biomes. Like Alyssa was saying, ILM put in things like the forest and the deserts and the poles and the grasslands. And they talk about how the woods cover like 1/3 of the surface, which is where we get our oxygen and carbon dioxide cycle from. And then they also talk about how the planet is facing challenges between the temperatures rising and the poles melting, the weather becoming more extreme, dying coral reefs. And it just basically says that we have to protect what we have because it is so perfect. And one thing I did want to mention while I was watching it, because I did rewatch it like on YouTube just to like refresh my memory, there is a hidden Mickey in the video.
I didn't know that.
There may be more than one, but the one I saw was there was a shot of solar panels, and the solar panels were in the shape of a Mickey.
Oh, that's really cute.
Yeah. So that's basically what you're going to see if you go to Awesome Planet.
Yeah, so general just like feelings on it. I do think it's a pretty good show.
Yeah.
It's not super long where you're going to lose your attention span.
Right.
15 minutes is not that bad.
No.
It's cool. It's air conditioned, like we said. So it's a really good spot to just kind of relax. But it is very educational. I think my only, like, fault, I feel like maybe Disney needs to actually tell people that it's there.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the more people that know what's happening to our planet, it's probably for the better, because then more people are aware of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if you don't know it's there, you would never know.
Yeah, like, it's not super well advertised, for sure.
No. So I feel like Disney needs to do a little bit better of a job, like, telling people, hey, there's a show that you can watch
right
upstairs.
Right.
Because you're already there for Soarin'.
Right,
you're
exactly.
You're already there for the land. You're not really going for anywhere
the movie,
special.
Right,
but it's there. Right there.
So you might as well go and see it.
Yeah.
What I kind of like about it, it's a fairly upbeat movie.
Yes.
Like, even though it talks about how the planet has challenges, like, it doesn't really blame anyone. Like, I know some, like, environmental stuff is like, oh, you did this bad, so therefore the planet's dying.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, like, super preachy, and it's fairly upbeat. Like I said, the visuals are
spectacular.
Like, that is the best part of the show.
And I do like that it's a 4D experience, that you do get, like, the wind and the mist and the water. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good addition.
Yeah, and I also really enjoy the music as well.
Yeah, very good. But, I mean, I don't know if it would be something that I would do every single time we go.
No, not necessarily. But, like I said, if you need a break, it's a perfect place to go.
Or if you're already in the land, why not just do it?
Right.
So.
See everything. Okay, so now we're going to move on to the new happenings in Walt Disney World and in Disneyland. So, Liz, why don't you start us off with the news in Disneyland in California?
Okay, so the biggest piece of news that I found for Disneyland is that the Paradise Pier Hotel will be opening later this year, and it will fully be all Pixar-themed. Everything about it. It looks like they're going to be opening up, like, a splash pad for the kids, like a big, like, water thing.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like there might be mini golf involved. The lobby is full of, like, Nemo and Toy Story, and it's really bright and colorful. It looks like it's going to be beautiful, and that will be opening later this year, if I didn't say that already. There is a new live-action Little Mermaid meet and greet in both Disney World and Disneyland. Alice in Wonderland, Peter Pan, and Mr. Toad's Wild Ride will be closed for refurbishment. There isn't any updates on when those rides will open again, but I assume it won't take them very long.
I'm still surprised they're doing that many at once.
So am I. Now, they are opening the Matterhorn again on June 2nd, so that was just down for refurbishment. So I wonder if they're like, oh, more people want to be on the Matterhorn.
Right, so we can do these other ones that are smaller and it'll be fine.
And they just opened, like, Toontown again, and they have Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway now back there. So I wonder if now they're like, okay, we could kind of take some of these and mess around with them. But I was surprised that, yeah, they were closing three as well.
I wonder if they have, like, three different teams so that, like,
they
I would
all
hope,
open right away.
Right. I would hope so. But it seems like to me like they were having trouble, like, finding people to work.
Right.
So it surprises me that they found enough to refurbish three at once. But I hope that's the case.
Yeah, me too. I hope more people, like, got their jobs and they're doing their thing. Okay, Fantasmic will... There's a couple different things. So I heard two different things. One, it would be operating in its B form. And then I also heard that Fantasmic will not be running throughout the summer because the big dragon, Maleficent, did catch on fire.
Yes.
So I don't know if they are going to run it and it will just be without Maleficent, or if for right now it's just not a show at all. It wasn't super clear. I don't know if Disney fully knows what they're doing yet.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to test it with the B form, and if it doesn't go as well,
then they'll just
cancel
it.
They're just going to cancel it for now.
Which is sad, because that's a really good show.
It is a really good show, but, I mean, I get it. Like, safety.
Yeah, things can't catch on fire.
Yeah. And she's big. It's
yeah.
It's not like it's a little, you know.
Could be an issue.
Torch in the corner that they could kind of blow out.
Exactly.
Okay. Apparently, this is not 100% yet, but Disneyland is working on an Avatar experience.
Oh, that's exciting.
There's no news as to what it's going to be, when it's going to open, or anything like that, but there are some plans in the works for Avatar, so that would be really cool for Disneyland people that maybe don't get to see World as frequent.
I wonder if they're going to get Flight of Passage.
I wonder. Or I wonder if they're going to give them a completely different experience so that you have to kind of go to both.
Both, right. I mean, that would make sense.
Right. May 31st, Splash Mountain will officially close so that they can start work on Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I know you guys are going to be hearing this after.
Right.
But hopefully, for all of you who really do love Splash, you get to ride it one last time. The monorail will be closing July 5th for a refurbishment, but it will open very quickly back on the 10th. Dumbo will be closed for one day only on July 3rd. And my last little piece of information is Disneyland has a new live-action Little Mermaid treats scattered throughout the park. They said that the majority of them will be near, like, the Little Mermaid meet and greet.
Yeah.
But they will have them throughout the parks.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Okay, moving to Florida. We're going to fly across the country to Walt Disney World. Okay, I know we did mention some of this on one of our podcasts. We're just going to go a little bit more in depth because starting on January 9th, 2024, there's going to be some changes, I think, for the better. We're starting to get more back to normal. So you will no longer need a park reservation to go to the park.
That's
you
nice.
Just buy your ticket.
And you show up.
And you show up. Like, that's great. Love it.
Although I do kind of enjoy the park reservations because you know it can't get, like,
super crowded.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. They know how many tickets they've sold.
Like,
right. You know what I mean? So I don't feel like it's super necessary.
It's not. But so, I do like it.
I understand. It's just more planning, realistically.
It is.
And it makes it a little bit more simple for, you know, the average non, like, crazy Disney person. Yeah. So, also, there's going to be good-to-go days. They don't have, like, all the, like, details for this yet, but it's going to be for annual pass holders and cast members. Basically, you won't need a reservation after 2 p.m., but it will not work for Saturdays and Sundays at Magic Kingdom, and there's blackout dates, and like I said, they don't have all the details for that quite yet.
That's interesting.
Something I'm super excited about, which we already mentioned, the dining plan is coming back.
I'm so Yay! Excited for it. I'm so excited. They're going to be releasing the restaurants in a couple of days.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to see what they're actually going to have included.
Yes. Yeah, by the time you hear this, I believe they'll be out.
Yeah, they come out on the 31st, I believe.
Yep. Yeah, and it's we're recording on the 29th, so yeah.
Couple days.
You can either choose from the quick service dining plan or the Disney dining plan, basically. One, you just get quick services. The other, you get sit downs.
Yeah.
So. Continuing, they made the announcement that early entry for staying on property will still be a thing, and so will extended evening hours for people staying at deluxe resorts and deluxe villas. They also talked about trying to simplify Genie Plus so that you could schedule all of your, like, fast passes and things before you go into the park. That way you're not trying to plan while you're vacationing, basically.
Well, you know, that would be the smart thing to do.
It would be, but they don't have all the kinks worked out yet. They just basically promised they're working on it. So
hopefully soon.
Yeah, hopefully soon, because right now the system kind of stinks. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the Genie right now.
Me either. I mean, I understand you still planned fast passes, like, when it was Fast Pass, like,
but you still got three of them.
Well, and not only that, like, you went to a ride and, like, I don't know, you planned out where you were gonna go to get those Fast Passes ahead of time,
and you also knew what times your Fast Passes were for, so you could very easily plan around them.
Exactly. So I just think the old system was way better, and hopefully they're going to work some kinks out and this system will become a little bit better.
I agree.
I still don't like it, but, you know.
We'll see.
They just reopened Rockin' Roller Coaster after a fairly lengthy refurbishment.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and they said they, like, didn't change much.
No, because there were rumors that they were going to, like, change the theming, and none of that happened. It's still Aerosmith, you know, everything's the same. They just basically worked on it.
Yeah, they basically repainted all the neon so it looks brighter.
Yeah. they are going to be closing the Galactic Star Cruiser in September of 2023. No surprise, really.
I feel like it was a giant waste of money.
It was. It absolutely
and
was.
And Disney could have put that money maybe into, like, paying their employees or, like, building something that's actually worth it. I mean, I know some people loved it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like for you to open something and close it
a year later? After spending how much money?
Yeah.
It was a waste, honestly. Like, it was a great experience from what I hear, but, like you said, closing after a year, was it worth it?
Or maybe, like, just drop the prices. Don't close it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, here's the crazy part. Like, when they announced it, there's clearly people who loved it, because after they announced that it was closing, literally every single, like, what do they call them? voyage or expedition.
Whatever, yeah.
Every it's booked, basically.
Like all the way through, yeah.
And when it closes in September 2023, you cannot get a reservation because all of them are sold out.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that, like, they just wouldn't try to drop the prices of it first.
To, like, get more people in.
And then see if it still doesn't do what they were expecting.
Right.
Then you close it.
Exactly, because I feel like you could always, like, just get people there, and then you can get people to buy stuff, like the costumes and, like, the lightsabers and everything else. Like,
yeah.
You just need to get people there, and then, like, they're gonna spend money.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just think it's silly how they handled the whole thing. But anyway, moving on. The Cool Wash by Test Track has now reopened. They serve frozen Coca-Cola and Fanta products with various toppings, and you can buy anything from, like, $5.25 to $6.
Okay.
Yeah. So, another, you know, snack choice, kinda. Or refreshment.
I don't know if I've ever seen it. We're gonna have to look for it next time.
It kind of looks like a car wash almost, or at least it did. They said the visuals have changed a little bit on it.
Okay.
But yeah, it basically looked like a car wash when it was open before.
That's cute.
And last I have, this one is, like, the most exciting thing to me, actually, besides the dining plan.
I was like, more than the dining
besides plan? The dining plan. But a yellow-backed duiker calf named Penny was born.
Penny.
Yeah, at Disney's Animal Kingdom.
That is so cute.
Mom Pearl is doing well. She is, or Penny is, the first calf born in Disney in 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's been quite a long time.
Oh, wow.
And, aww. Yeah, mom and baby right now are backstage because, you know, they have to, you know, let her grow a little bit.
Make sure they're healthy.
Yeah, let her get acclimated to, like, life on the park and whatnot. And then she will be on Gorilla Falls Exploration soon.
That's so exciting.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
Me too.
What a good way to end this, honestly. I love that.
It is a great way to end this.
It is.
You know what else is great, Alyssa?
What is that?
Our listeners, of course.
They are great.
And we want to thank them now. This is for listening to the episode. I always lose my page. Through the Looking Glass. Thank you to our listeners in Cold Lake, Alberta, Canada, Rochester, New York, Honolulu, Hawaii, San Jose, California. Shout out to Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, Ashburn, Virginia, Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Thank you to our listeners in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, Monroeville, Pennsylvania, West Mifflin, Pennsylvania, lots of Pennsylvanias.
Lots of Pennsylvanias.
Thank you to our listeners in Dexter, New York, Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, and last but certainly not least, thank you to our listeners in Germany. We don't have a city for you, but thank you to Germany.
Thank you all so much.
Well, everyone, that will do it for this week's episode. We want to know, have you ever seen Awesome Planet? And if so, what do you think? Let us know on Facebook or Instagram.
At A Pinch of Pixie Dust Podcast.
You can also email us at pinchofpixiedust@outlook.com. And until next time, guys,
we hope your lives are full of faith, trust, and pixie dust.
Bye, everyone. We hope you have a wonderful week, and we will see you next time.
Bye, everyone.